I'm John Batser. This is CBS Eye on the World. Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures is here, helping me understand West Africa, but we move now to South Africa, a state that Ronan knows very well, and there's an election imminent. The election support for South Africa, this is Reuters, governing African National Congress, has settled around 42% in the days leading up to the election, according to an opinion poll. Ronan, just a moment here about what the issues are and what to watch for when we get the results over these next days. Thank you.
Yeah, so South Africa obviously, as ANC has governed South Africa since independence, it was a party of Nelson Mandela. And I mean, even ex-President Jacob Zuma once said that the ANC will rule South Africa until Jesus returns. That's how confident they were of their long-standing position. Now, if we see the deterioration of the situation in South Africa, their economy has gone backwards for over a decade now. There's huge allegations of mismanagement and corruption through the ANC party and the apparatus that's built up around them, as well as the persistent power problems. So Eskom, the state generator, used to provide a lot of Southern Africa with excess electricity, and now they can't even provide enough electricity to fuel their own country. So these issues have all culminated basically in the fact that the ANC's support has significantly dropped. And we also look at unemployment rates amongst the youth is extremely high. So the major parties, the major players, aside from the ANC, we have the EFF, which is the party of Julius Malema, the third largest party, and they're appealing to the youth, the unemployed youth, the disenfranchised, and really spouting some very radical ideas, similar to potentially what Robert Mugabe did in Zimbabwe in the early 2000s, and then being much more pro-Russian as well. Whereas we have on the other side, the second largest party, the DA, who are much more balanced and just want change in the government. I think it's unlikely we'll see a government that doesn't, it's almost impossible that we would see a government that doesn't involve the ANC in some way this time around, but whether that's on their own or through a coalition remains to be seen, because the fourth major player which has sprung up is the party of ex-President Jacob Zuma, the MK party. He's been banned from running last week. However, he will still appear on the ballots, and so he's likely to garner a significant amount of votes from lifelong ANC voters, which will throw another spanner amongst the works. So how it eventually plays out, there's a lot of different dynamics which could affect the election, especially the Jacob Zuma curveball that's been thrown in there. But I think we'll have to see how it actually develops. There is definitely this undercurrent of dissatisfaction with the trajectory that the country's been on over the last two decades.
Does the ANC have any experience leading a minority government? Is this something they're aware of?
I would say that they would not have believed 10 years ago that it would be possible that they wouldn't have a dominant majority in parliament. So I think that this is a new concept for them for sure. The trajectory of South Africa can take quite a few different paths depending on who they would ally themselves with. I think
right. I understand. It's so this is a brave new world for South Africa. Pending the election results, as the Russian once said, the only thing wrong with democracy is it's unpredictable. Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures, I'm John Bath.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,